Many of you know that last weekend I was asked to offer the closing sermon for the National Young Adult Conference in North Manchester, Indiana. And I had a great weekend as we explored the theme of creating harmony. That theme seemed to be one that would be very appropriate for today's worship as well, and so to consider our role in the community and our workplaces, as well as graduates that are preparing to be launched into new learning and adventures. So it seems to me it's about the basics. It's like asking yourself that question that is part of every morning routine. What do I wear? What part does each of us play in creating harmony wherever we live and work? When I think of the basics, I do continue to sing those tunes. As we said, many of our congregation experienced the great talent of our youth recently through the Sound of Music. This year it was that infamous one which I first saw in the large screen movie theater. And hopefully most of us can picture either our own Kate Thurston Griswold, Maria, as the oblate, just beginning to teach those disciplined children of the Von Trapp family a little about do, re, mi. Learning the basics of the music is put together with that simple scale. You know, do, a deer, a female. You know it? Ray, a drop of golden sun. I thought so. And by the end of that short scene, they are all singing and dancing, and this amazing round is complete in all its glory. They have certainly created harmony. And of course, as within any movie, the harmony continues with those seven perfect children without any normal conflict and struggle. It may be the wonderful personality of their nanny, Maria, but it's a musical after all. Now, every child is appreciated for their own particular gifts and personality. You know, last weekend I also saw a clip of the movie Happy Feet. Some of you may know it. It's about penguins, and it's a musical without a music-gifted star. When this penguin Mumble is born into a colony of emperor penguins, he finds himself unable to be accepted by all the other penguins, lacking the ability to sing his heart song. And he can barely squeak out any kind of note, a sound, but he's an amazing dancer with his feet. And as we watch the pain of him not being able to be accepted, our hearts know that we are challenged that every one of us does have unique talents and gifts. And in the unfolding story, the penguin Mumbles is eventually appreciated for his gift of dancing. By being true to himself, after some epic encounters, he does prove that everyone can make a difference in the world. And we love that message, whether as a young training nun or as part of a penguin family, as part of Stone Church, you make a difference. Be yourself. I'll be the first to stand up and proclaim that the part that each one of us sings in the world is so essential to our call to create harmony. The scripture from 1 Corinthians 12 immediately comes to my mind. You know it, there are a variety of gifts, to some wisdom, to others knowledge, the work of healing, prophecy. There was a multitude of gifts that served to build up the church, the common good, for building up the body, for to create a symphony, we might say. Some of us spend a lifetime figuring out our own heart gifts, while others seem to know from an early age. Yet all the time each of us is seeking to discover our gifts, we sometimes are not prepared for the weather that's out there in the world, and we're part of it, for what's going on in our communities, in this international body known as the Church of the Brethren, the layers of hurt and disappointment and anger and greed and evil desire. All those are earthly parts of ourselves. And they're so close to the surface. And our ears, as well as our hearts, are sometimes in great pain when we feel that dissonance. I'm often most pained when the scripture is used as a weapon, thrown to and fro to prove our point, to nail that truth to the wall, to pit one community against another. And the tune wails with chords that never feel as though they can be resolved. The discord hurts my ears. And sometimes the longer we live together, the more apparent is our lack of harmony. Yes, I'm weary. I'm weary of fights over ordinations and sexuality, biblical truth, and my heart breaks for the injustice experienced by farm workers and black lives and immigrants. And the list goes on. But you know, the amazing thing for me is that it seems that God continues to never grow weary of beckoning us to an amazing chorus. You know, holding or maintaining a chord takes incredible focus and practice. It comes with skill and intensity. And when we get sloppy with our relationships, we are drawn back into those ways of the author of Colossians names like anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive language. But learning to live in harmony goes back to the basics, to those words that we heard from Colossians. Put on the layers. What am I going to wear? It makes me think of those layers when you go out on a cold winter day when you might want to go skiing. I've learned that it's so much better to put on several layers, starting with that thin layer of insulation and building each layer that can be peeled if necessary. I want us to think about putting on some of those layers this morning as God's chosen ones. Clothe yourselves with compassion. Let's say those words together. Compassion. Compassion. Yeah, put on the layer of compassion. Rachel Raymond wrote that perhaps the most important thing we give to one another is our attention, and especially if it's given from our heart. When people are talking, there's no need to do anything but receive them. She says a loving silence often has far more power to heal and to connect than the most well-intentioned words. Listening deeply to others, that's compassion. And put on the layer of kindness. Kindness. Humility. Humility. Meekness. Meekness. And patience. Patience. Ah, patience. That's where I fail so often. Part of my vacation time was spent with my mother in her home at the Cedars in McPherson, Kansas. She's 95, and she's in the highest level of care there. She can walk with a walker, but she mostly sits in her lazy boy during the day, sleeping much of the time other than meal times, and sleeps. And her memory is very short. She doesn't even have much long-term memory. In fact, in a 3-minute time period, she can ask me 6 times about, do I have any boy? Do I have any children? What are their ages? Where do they live? What are their majors? And she repeats that again and again. And the energy it takes for me to stay there and be patient, it wears me out. And as I was sitting there, I will fully admit that I continue to pray for patience. But the next layer in the scripture is this. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Forgive. The layer of forgiveness feels to me to have different textures It's an amazing layer that is there precisely because the Lord has forgiven me and you. All of us, no matter what we have done and how far we've fallen short or reverted to anger and impatience and grievous hurtfulness in our relationships, God invites us to come back and to be forgiven, for grace to be poured out. That's one of my favorite parts. You see, you and I can't do anything to keep us away from God's love. And so because God has forgiven you, you also must forgive. In a world that primarily talks about us looking out for ourselves, for number one, I believe that as people of God, we must continually consider these layers that we're asked to put on. We have a need to be surrounded by a community, those who do believe in us, those who know us as God's beloved, as God's divine. For we can't simply be in harmony alone. And in the midst of that community is the most important layer, the clothing of love, which, as the text proclaims, binds everything together in perfect harmony. My former neighbors in Lincoln, Nebraska, who I got to see again, had a daughter, their firstborn, named London. She has a rare genetic disorder that has posed tremendous challenges for her family. She is fed 4 or 5 times a day intravenously, and she delights in watching Barney movies over and over and over again. She has an erratic sleep schedule, and now at age 25, she sometimes smiles awkwardly when she gets to go on her favorite excursion to the Lowe's store late at night as the big loaders load the merchandise. They've even given her a special badge. You see, Kathy and Jeff have taught me so much about love. And at the center of their love is thanksgiving. Because they are thankful for this young girl who is totally, totally dependent on them for life itself. They seek to find everything and anything that will bring London joy, and they invite others to join them. They are an excellent tag team, and they know when the other needs a break, and they must renew their strength and their forgiveness. For me, it's love at its best. But at the center of their lives is this thankfulness. Now, I first heard this story several years ago of an Eastern African tribe. When a woman in this tribe knows that she is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness and she must renew her strength. She must go out and into the world. She goes out to find out what her song might be. Okay, sorry. When the women together meditate and sing and chant until they hear this song of the child, they believe that every soul has its own vibration, that experience that expresses this uniqueness of this one to be born. And when the women become attuned to the song, they sing it out loud, and then they return to the tribe and they teach it to everyone else. And when the child is born, the community gathers then again and sings the child's song to the baby. And later, when their education begins, the villagers again gather and chant this song. When the child passes from initiation to adulthood, when the wedding comes, the community again surrounds them to sing this song. And finally, when the soul is about to pass from existence, family and friends gather around the deathbed. And just as they did at the child's birth, They sing the song as part of being with that one at the end of life. But there is one occasion when it's also customary for the villagers to gather and sing a person's soul song. If at any time during this person's life that the person commits a crime or is inappropriate in the world, the individual is called to the center of the village, and the people in the community form a circle around that individual, and they sing their song. And the tribe recognizes that the best correction for this kind of behavior is not punishment or rejection. It is love, and it is the remembrance of identity. When you recognize your own song being sung by your community, whatever overwhelming hungers or frightening threats to yourself may have motivated your actions, your sense of identity is affirmed. You remember who you are and why you do not wish to cause hurt to your family and your community, to members of your own tribe. A friend is someone who knows your song and sings it to you when you have forgotten it. You know, I've come to discover, much to my disappointment, that this story isn't really factual. There isn't really some tribe in Eastern Africa. But you know, I believe it is true. It is true for we, the community, this group that we call Christian, in this community of Stone Church of the Brethren, we as brothers and sisters are a community to one another. And we must sing the song of God's love to one another so we can always remember who and whose we are. We must continue to remind ourselves of what we are to wear, to be imitators of Christ, filled with love and forgiveness, striving to put on those layers. You and I are so well aware that there is no harmony with just one voice. We must sing this song of Colossians, chosen by God, this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense, forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. I believe it's true. The sound of God's heartbeat on our lives calls us to be in tune with that great love. And we are showered with a drenching rain of forgiveness. We are the chosen ones. As new graduates, as all of us as beloved children of God, on this journey to create harmony, may you put on love. Thanks be to God.